嗨，大家好，欢迎又来到蒋建堂英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talking English， 欢迎收听。今天的课文标题是 A Chicken for Mother's Day， 是什么意思呢？在这里我不说，希望大家留心听我们的课文讲解，这样就知道了为什么标题是 A Chicken for Mother's Day。 上一课我们就讲到了这个 Grant 啊，这个选举即将来临，他既兴奋又担心，就是担心他的选票不够多。今天我们的课文将会继续讲解和这个选举有关的事情。 Grant 将会做些什么来拉选票呢？好，马上开始我们的节目第一部分 Keywords。
So let's start with today's keywords. Our first one is comfortable.
舒服的。
Comfortable. This is a very comfortable chair. I sit in it all the time.
Our next keyword is Mother's Day.
母亲节。
Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. Tell your mom I love you.
Card.
卡片。
Card. I gave my brother a birthday card. It says Happy Birthday.
Hug.
拥抱。
Hug.Give Nina a hug. She is sad.
Thankful.
感激的。
Thankful. I am thankful for you. You are a great friend.
好，很快就完成我们的 keywords. 现在我们就进入到课文。给大家一条问题，为什么 Grant 穿着一个像鸡一样的那个服装呢？记住这个问题。Let's find out. Here is conversation A.
Conversation A.
Hey, Josie.
Grant?
What are you doing? I'm taking a break.
You're taking a break in a chicken costume? Is it comfortable?
No, it's hot.
Then why are you wearing it?
The store already rented its Mother Goose costume.
Mother Goose?
I wanted to wear a costume. I'm doing a Mother's Day promotion in the schools for my campaign.
这个对话一开始，这个 Grant 进来的时候啊，周喜和另外一个男的就发现他很怪，穿着一个那个鸡造型的一个那个看上去像鸡的一些服装，问他干什么的时候，他说 taking a break 啊，就是说休息一下。但别人问到他的时候，他自己也说其实并不舒服，而且他还觉得穿这个鸡造型的那个服装啊是非常热。为什么呢？哦，原来他穿这个鸡造型的服装是为了在一些校园里面做围绕着母亲节为题的那个宣传活动、推广活动，目的就是为了他的那个选举活动。内容大致就是这样，我们回去听当中的一些句子，学习一下英语。周喜他们见到 Grant 的时候，觉得他很怪，问他在干什么。这个 Grant 说正在休息一下。周喜的问题是这样的，
You're taking a break in a chicken costume?
You are taking a break in a chicken costume?
Is it comfortable?
穿着一个鸡造型的服装居然说是在休息，舒服吗？他的问题就是这个意思。这里有个关键词，就是 comfortable。Comfortable. 我们先听一下英语是怎么解释这个 comfortable.
Comfortable. Now if something is comfortable, that means it is nice to sit in, or it's nice to be in, or nice to wear. For example, you can say, oh, My clothes are very comfortable. I like to wear them.
没错没错、啊、舒服的东西就是坐上去穿上去感觉上就是很舒服的那些东西都、啊、这种感觉就是 comfortable。 在英语单词当中啊，一般前面发重音的接着下来的第二个那个音节啊，就会稍微弱一点，所以这个 comfortable 有时候你也可以听到别人把它读成 comfortable， 那个第二个那个 for com 后面那个 for 的音节读得比较轻 comfortable。 词典上面呢是 comfortable， 两个读音都对 comfortable comfortable。 例如 The sofa is very comfortable， 这个沙发、坐上去很舒服。在这个对话的后面我们就知道了为什么他要穿着这个鸡造型的服装呢。我们听一下这个 Grant 是怎么说的。
I'm doing a Mother's Day promotion in the schools for my campaign。
哦，原来他穿这个鸡造型的服装只是为了在校园里面做这个母亲节的那个推广普及活动，目的就是为了他的那个选举活动，可能这样可以吸引别人的眼光啊，所以就穿得那么怪。先看一下上半句 I am doing a Mother's Day campaign， 当中有一个 Mother's Day， 母亲节。母亲节是哪一天呢？我们听一下英文怎么解释。
Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day, of course, is a holiday to celebrate moms. Mother's Day is the second Sunday of the month of May.
听到了吧？就是每一年五月的第二个星期天，就是母亲节了。这个 promotion 呢，我们之前也说过啊，就是一个商业上面的促销活动，也可以说是一个普及、一个推广活动。这个 Mother's Day 本身就是一个专有名词，它前面不应该有个 a， 在这里 doing a Mother's Day promotion， 这个 a 是用来说明这个 promotion， a promotion， a Mother's Day promotion。 正常来说啊，这个 Mother's Day 是不能够用 a 来修饰的，例如 I bought a gift for Mother's Day， 我买了一份礼物是母亲节的时候送给母亲的。 I bought a gift for Mother's Day。 因为这个 Mother's Day 是个专有名词，所以记住 Mother 这个 M 开头的那个 M 要大写，还有这个 Day 的那个 D 也要大写。好，我们去看下一段的对话。
Conversation B。
I don't understand.
I go to schools, I meet kids, and we make cards for their moms. And I tell them to give their moms lots of hugs and kisses.
Then the kids tell their moms, and their moms will vote for you?
I hope so. But why are you wearing a chicken costume?
A chicken is close to a goose. And hey...It will give me some publicity. I'll be on the local news tonight.
This 个对话 Grant 就进一步说明了为什么他要这样穿。他说他将会到学校里面和孩子见面，而且一起来制造一些卡片，还叫他们给妈妈很多很多的拥抱和亲吻。他希望这样做啊，孩子回去就可以告诉妈妈，间接就可以得到啊，这是妈妈的选票。Grant 认为这样做可以增加曝光率，还说啊，将会在地方新闻上面看到他。啊，我们但愿如此吧。好，马上回去看当中的一些句子。我们先听一下 Grant 是怎么解释他的计划。
I go to schools, I meet kids, and we make cards for their moms.
他说他到学校，这个学校是用了复数，表示去不同的学校，跟孩子见面，还做什么呢？ 哦，共同来为他们的妈妈做卡片。这里有个词卡片，我们听一下英语是怎么解释这个 card。
Card. Now a card is a piece of paper that you write something on to give to someone else to tell them something special.
Now there are many different kinds of cards. You can have a Mother's Day card or a Happy Birthday card or a Christmas card.
哦，原来卡片啊，这些卡一般都是纸的，上面还可以根据不同的日子啊，可以写一些东西上去。例如别人生病，你给人家一张慰问卡，上面当然就可以写一些祝愿的话，祝愿人家早日康复。这种卡就叫做 a get well card。 get well 就是好转啊，康复的意思。 a get well card就是送给人家，别人生病了你送给别人的那种慰问卡，别人生日你送给别人的那种祝人家生日快乐，那种卡就叫做 a birthday card。 a birthday card。 圣诞节的卡片当然就是 a Christmas card。 a Christmas card。 这个卡片除了是那种节日的那种卡片之外呢，它还可以用在其他地方。例如 a business card 名片， a business card 名片。还有 a membership card， a membership card。 这个 membership 就是那个会籍，参加某些协会啊，某些团体，你成为一个会员啊，这个 membership 就是你的那个会籍，或者说成员资格。A membership card 就是这个会员证啊，我们说的会员证。除了见孩子啊，教孩子怎么做卡之外，还可以做什么呢？
And I tell them to give their moms lots of hugs and kisses.
哦，还 tell them to give their moms lots of hugs and kisses. 这里有我们的关键词 hug。拥抱，我们听一下英文是怎么解释 hug。
Hug. And when you hug someone, you put your arms around them and hold them close because you care.
Yes, when you give someone a hug, it's a way to show them that you love them.
这里解释到了，拥抱就是把你的手臂啊围绕着对方，紧紧的拥抱在一起，这是一种爱意的表达。我记得我以前呢、啊、见一个美国人啊，在广州见一个美国人的时候，我们在互联网上面认识，都已经聊得非常熟了。见面的时候，他对我说 ：“Can you give me a hug? Can you give me a hug? 可以给我一个拥抱吗？”但由于中国人比较保守啊，他这样说的时候就突然就吓了我一跳，因为真的很不习惯啊，我突然愣了一段时间，他知道可能中国人就不习惯拥抱，那就算了。之后我就给了一个电子邮件向他道歉，不是说我愿不愿意啊，我知道外国人都很习惯，这是一种礼仪，但是我突然就愣着，希望他能够体谅一下。 Can you give me a hug? 给我一个拥抱可以吗？刚才 Grant 的那一句话 Tell them to giveTheir moms, lots of hugs and kisses. 这个 hug 和 kiss 都加了复数， hugs and kisses 就是很多很多的拥抱，很多很多的吻。说了那么多，他准备要做的事情，目的是什么呢？我们听他说的最后那一句话。
And hey, it will give me some publicity. I'll be on the local news tonight.
It will give me some publicity.Publicity， 这个 publicity 是指公众的注意或者宣传的意思，它的目的就是为了曝光，为了吸引别人的那个眼球。好，我们马上去听下一段的对话。
Conversation C.
You're wearing that on TV?
Yes,
I told a TV station about my Mother's Day promotion. They sent a reporter to follow me to some schools.
Wow, you really are brave.
I'm desperate. I really need more votes.
Well, I'm voting for you, Grant. And this Mother's Day idea is fun. Many moms will be thankful.
上一个对话，这个 Grant 说到他即将会在地方的新闻上面出现。这一段的对话就知道为什么了。Grant 说到，他告知了一个电视台，说他要去做这个母亲节推广的活动。电视台还派了一个记者跟着他到一些学校去。哇哦 ，Grant 真勇敢。Grant 说他这样做啊是走投无路才这样做，他真的需要选票，而周喜就说要投票给他，还夸奖 Grant 这个 idea 不错，相信一些母亲啊都会很感激，心存感激 thankful。 好，我们回去看一些句子，为什么将会在地方新闻看到 Grant， 听一下 Grant 说什么。
I told a TV station about my Mother's Day promotion. They sent a reporter to follow me to some schools.
他说 I told a TV station about my Mother's Day promotion. TV station. Station 表示站，在这里表示台。TV station 电视台。如果说 a radio station 就是指电台，广播电台。A radio station. 如果说 a train station 就是火车站， a bus station 就是一个公共汽车站。别人听了他的那个计划之后啊，都说他很勇敢。看看 Grant 为什么这么大胆。
You really are brave.
I'm desperate. I really need more votes.
这个 Grant 说 I'm desperate， 这个 desperate 表示很急的，有时候也表示绝望的意思。在这里啊，结合上下文去理解，就是说他已经走投无路了，走投无路了，这是一种迫不得已的做法。I am desperate， 他真的很需要选票。我们听一下周喜是怎么鼓励 Grant。
And this Mother's Day idea is fun. Many moms will be thankful.
周喜说啊，这个 Mother's Day idea is fun， 啊，挺有趣的。最后一句 ，Many moms will be thankful. Thankful， 心存感激的。我们用英语来解释一下这个 thankful。
Thankful. Now, when you are thankful for something, that means you are very happy that you have it. When you're thankful, you say thank you for the good things in your life.
没错了 ，thankful 就是心存感激的，为什么什么而感激，而感到充满谢意。可以用介词 for， 例如 I'm thankful for your help.I am thankful for your help. 啊，我对你的帮忙啊非常感谢，感激你的帮忙。I am thankful for your help. 好了，几个对话的讲解就是这么多。我们现在从头到尾再听一遍课文的对话。
Hey, Josie.
Grant?
What are you doing?
I'm taking a break.
You're taking a break in a chicken costume? Is it comfortable?
No, it's hot.
Then why are you wearing it?
The store already rented its Mother Goose costume.
Mother Goose?
I wanted to wear a costume.I'm doing a Mother's Day promotion in the schools for my campaign.
I don't understand.
I go to schools, I meet kids and we make cards for their moms. And I tell them to give their moms lots of hugs and kisses.
Then the kids tell their moms, and their moms will vote for you?
I hope so. But why are you wearing a chicken costume?
A chicken is close to a goose. And hey, it will give me some publicity. I'll be on the local news tonight.
You're wearing that on TV?
Yes. I told a TV station about my Mother's Day promotion. They sent a reporter to follow me to some schools.
Wow. You really are brave.
I'm desperate. I really need more votes.
Well, I'm voting for you, Grant. And this Mother's Day idea is fun. Many moms will be thankful.
从头到尾听了我们课文的对话后，就进入到节目的最后一个部分，每天一句。今天的句子是 I'm from a big family. I'm from a big family. 我有一个大家庭。
Tell me about your house.
My house is very big. I'm from a big family.
How many bedrooms does your house have?
10. I'm from a big family.
How many cars does your family have?
5. I'm from a big family.
Wow. So you have a lot of money.
No way. I'm from a big family.
I'm from a big family. I'm from a big family. 我有一个大家庭。Oh, with that, we have come to the end of today's program. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone.